You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
One of my favorite riddles. What did the snail say when he rode on the back of a turtle? Whee! On this fourth and final Sunday of Advent, we hear Luke's gospel account of the event commonly known as the Visitation, when Mary, upon learning about God's plan for her, traveled in haste to visit her cousin Elizabeth, whom the angel had announced to Mary was in her sixth month. Scripture scholars tell us that this journey for Mary from Nazareth in Galilee to the hill country of Judah, where Elizabeth and Zechariah lived, would probably take about 4 days. But why does Luke mention to us that Mary went in haste? We've all had the experience of being in haste, maybe to get somewhere, or to see someone, or for a date to finally arrive. Certainly, I know that I am in haste as I look forward to January the 11th, as I will be leaving in haste for Florida without delay. And I think that's the kind of haste that Mary was in, an eagerness to leave without delay to visit with Elizabeth, to share the joy of Elizabeth's good news that she was going to have a child, and of Mary's good news that she was going to have a child. For neither were expected to have a child. Mary was unmarried and considered too young, and Elizabeth was thought to be too old. But when God intervened in both their lives in this dramatic and unexpected way, being together was the only way they could share their joy. Of course, we know that all the little children are in haste as Christmas draws near. They can hardly wait. Maybe some of us adults wish the clock would slow down a bit so that we can get everything on our to-do list accomplished before Christmas does come. But again, we're reminded that Advent is not just about preparing for the coming of Christmas, but more importantly, it's about preparing for the coming of Christ. Mary's visitation to Elizabeth was her way of preparing for the coming of Christ. And she is always our model for discipleship, for she was the first Christ bearer. And so Mary's visit to Elizabeth then is an invitation for us to reflect upon our own pace of life. And maybe during these days of Advent, ask ourselves why we are sometimes in such a needless hurry, oftentimes about the wrong things. And, of course, maybe too busy to take time to make visits, a visitation to our relatives, our neighbors, our friends, or those in the hospital, or those in a nursing home, or those in an assisted living facility. Visiting is an important human activity and can be a spiritual experience. For just like Mary and Elizabeth, it is when we are together with others that we can experience the genuine joy of God's presence in our midst. But in this electronic age of emails, text messages, cell phones, and Facebook pages, personal visits with people are not as common as maybe they once were. It's always interesting to know that Pope Francis, when he goes to visit a country, takes time to visit some of the so-called little people, the children, the poor, those who are unemployed, those who may be in prison. Just as we read in today's first reading from the book of the prophet Micah, how Bethlehem is considered too small a place for the Savior to be born. No one is too small, too little for us to visit, for they will be the face of Christ to us. And so during these final 4 days of our Advent journey, let us commit ourselves to make time, to take time, to go in haste, with eagerness and without delay, to visit someone, maybe in their home or in the nursing home or the hospital or an assisted living facility, or maybe someone who is lonely wherever they may be. And if we don't do it before Christmas, it's something that we could be considering doing throughout the year. Visitations are just as an important part of preparing for the coming of Christ now as they were for Mary and Elizabeth 2,000 years ago. This afternoon, our high school youth, in keeping with our parish custom, will again take time to visit some of our senior and homebound prisoners to sing some Christmas carols with them. Those visits are always life-enriching experiences for those involved and bring the genuine joy of this season to both the carolers and those that they visit. Whom should we be in haste to visit? Let us take time, let us make time, so that we will find the genuine joy that the coming of Christ brings. For Christ is coming, and the visitation of Mary and Elizabeth is an invitation to us to remember that Christ comes to us in human flesh through all the people that we see and through all the people that we make time to visit. And it is those visits that can be powerful reminders to the ones we visit and to ourselves, the visitors, that indeed God is good.
All the time.
All the time.